أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, this is the second Friday of this blessed month. And when Ramadan come, the most hearing, you know, and listening thing which we come across is Quran. Alhamdulillah. Taraweeh, at home, recitation. Wherever you go, all masajid have Taraweeh, even extra places have Taraweeh. We are also having Taraweeh program here, Alhamdulillah. So Ramadan is the month of Quran, Alhamdulillah. And we, last Friday when I gave khutbah, it was about attributes of Quran. Today, inshallah, we will see rights of the Quran upon us. What are the rights which, and what Quran demands from us? This is today's objective, inshallah. And we will try to achieve in limited time. We all understand what does it mean to have some rights. Because let's say we work in some places, we have employee and employer relationship, and we know the rights. We know our rights and we know employer rights. What employer demands from us, we know. We need to be punctual. We need to complete our job. We need to follow dress code. We need to follow security code. Everything we need to follow, we know. Similarly, we have so many rights in our daily lives. Husband's rights, wife's rights, children's rights, parents' rights, friends' rights, community rights. Similarly, we have rights of the Quran upon us. And when we think about rights of Quran, we may need to do a little struggle and gather all those at one place. So that's why today we will, inshallah, sum up those rights at one place, so that when we need to convey to some other people, we know. And we need to fulfill those rights if we know what are those rights. So that's the objective, inshallah. So when I was doing my research and my, you know, notes, I came across several things, but the best thing which I found upon this topic is a book written by Dr. Isra Ahmed. It's an obligations, our obligations, or Muslims' obligations owe to the Holy Quran. Same topic. So what I did, I studied that book. There's a lecture available on YouTube as well. And then I gathered the summary of that book in this lecture, inshallah. So what are the five? There are five rights which we will, inshallah, cover. To believe in the Quran, the first foremost right is we need to believe in it. So we will go through each right in detail. Second one, once we believe in it and we respect it and we love it, then we need to recite it, the second one. And there are so many manners of recitation, which we will cover, inshallah, today as well. And then the first part is recitation. The second level is understanding. We need to understand it. The third right is understanding. Once we understand the message of the Quran, the teachings of the Quran, commands of the Quran, then we need to practice upon it. all the teachings. So the fourth one is to practice. And the fifth, the last rite which we have, once we recite, once we understand, then we bring that Quran in our life. Then the next level is to convey the message to others. Tabligh. So these are the five rites I summarized in the beginning to give you the overview. And then now we will go through one by one. The first one is Iman wa Ta'zeem. So the way book explains, it says Iman wa Ta'zeem. What does it mean? You know, the Quranic term for belief is a spiritual reality is Iman, faith, which has two phases. Iqrarum bil lisan, verbal acceptance. Wa tasdeequm bil qalb, heartfelt conviction. Our heart, we need to take the message which penetrates into our hearts. That's actually two levels of Iman. So we believe that the Quran is the book and word of Allah that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Jibreel alayhi salam, and we have that belief in our heart. So that's actually the first level. The second level of it, when this belief deepens in our heart, then the light of faith illuminates our heart. Then we will find his our heart to be full of respect of that book. So the first level, we need to believe. And we believe, alhamdulillah, that's why we are called believers. What we believe, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. So we all know, iman mufassil, iman mujmal. So same thing, once we believe, then we need to take seriously and consider that this is the book of Allah, Kalamullah. And then we will fall in love of this, which is because this is Kalamullah. This is the speech of Allah. Then we will take the message into our heart. So there are some Quranic ayat. Amana rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. The messenger believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord as well as the believers. So this is ayah which says even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, messenger, also believed in what is revealed to him, and all the believers also believe in it. The second ayah, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. So what is the meaning of ta'zeem? The Quran has higher status. Kitabu Makin. You know, Quran has highest level in the ranks. So that's why we say Quran Majid, Quran Azim, Quran Paak. These are all respect. So once we believe and then take the message into our heart, we respect automatically. We respect the Quran automatically. So this is the level. And certainly we have given you seven of the oft-repeated verses and the grand Quran, the noble Quran, the greatest Quran, Azim. So this is actually Iman, what Azim means. We need to believe in Quran. We need to take the message into our heart. And then we need to respect Quran as well. So this is the first rite. Second one is Tilawat wa Tartil. So these are two things. Slow, thoughtful reading of the Quran with proper pronunciation. Tilawat wa Tartil. And this is the best month to practice upon it and follow upon it and complete all these rites which we are covering today, rites of the Quran. So Tilawa of the Holy Quran is not only an important form of worship, but also an effective method to refresh our Iman. It removes the rust from our heart. Quran is like that. When we recite Quran, it cleans our heart. And the Quranic ayah which says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqim as-salah." Recite what is sent of the book by inspiration to you and establish regular prayer. So this is obligation upon us to perform recitation of Quran and bring it in our lives. And another ayah which says, "Alladhina atainahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawatihi ulaika yu'minuna bih." This is the important word, haqqa tilawatihi. Haqqa tilawatihi. We need to recite Quran the way it should be recited. Now this is the term which will take some time to explain, and I will quickly say a few things how it should be recited. So this is the word we need to understand. So the first level is tajweed, to beautify Quran with all its rules and regulation and pronunciation, with all the correct pronunciation makharij of the words, alphabets. So this is actually tajweed. And we need to avoid all those mistakes as well from recitation. The second one, the daily recitation. So this whole thing covers, is actually haqqa tilawati. How we can recite the Quran the way it should be recited, following these things. Tajweed, daily recitation, to make it our habit to recite a portion of the Quran in every day. And the third one is melodious, like beautiful voice. So to make Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged, adorn the Quran with your voices, like beautify, zayyinu. Adorn, like beautify your recitation with beautiful voice. So we need to do our efforts, the best effort which we can do to recite Quran. And then it has some objective and subjective requirements. For example, we need to have wudu. And we need to have wudu. It is preferred to sit qibla, to face qibla. And then we need to start with a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So these are the requirement of the recitation. And then tartil, waratil qur'ana tartila. What is tartil? Reading is in slow measured tones. That's actually tartil. And recite the Quran in slow, measured, rhythmic tones. We need to beautify Quran when we recite. So this is actually the fifth level. And memorize. This is the amazing thing of the daily recitation. Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he who has no Quran in his heart is like a house that is destroyed. So our heart, if we don't have any Quran memorized in our heart, which is committed to our heart is like as a house which is destroyed. So we need to do some efforts to memorize some part of the Quran. And when at the day of judgment Allah will ask, recite Quran and go to your levels, higher the more you recite, your levels will be higher. So definitely you will recite with your memory. So that's why those people, those hufaz who recite, they are blessed with this opportunity. They will recite and they will go higher and higher in the Jannah. So attentive listening. The recitation is linked with listening. The first thing we recite, but when we listen, we need to listen attentively. So that's actually another right of the Quran upon us. So this is the second right. The third right, we are talking about rights of the Quran. The first one is Iman wa Ta'zeem. The second one is Tilawa wa Tartil. The third one, Tadabbur wa Tazakkur. Reflecting over its meaning and taking admonition, nasiya. We need to take nasiya. So tazakkur is taking nasiya from the Quran, and tadabbur, reflecting upon its ayat. So we will see some ayat. Afala yatadabbaruna Quran am ala qulubin aqfaluha. Do they not then reflect on the Quran, or on hearts they are locks? So this is actually a question. Why don't we ponder over Quran? Why don't we reflect upon the message of the Quran? So this is the ayah. And then in Suratul Qamar, four times Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then there is anybody who reflect upon it. So this is actually amazing challenge from Allah. Is there anyone who come forward and try to understand the Quran? Because we have made it easy. So this is And what is the main purpose of the Quran? Is this Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayati waliyatazakkara ulul albab. So there are two purposes, liyadabbaru waliyatazakkara, to ponder over and reflect upon its ayat, and take admonition, take nasiya from all the remembrance, all the stories, all the ayah which Allah says, we need to take lessons from it. So this is the third right of the Quran upon us. And the fourth one is practice upon its teaching, which in the book is covered as hukum wa iqama. So we need to follow upon Quranic teachings, and then we need to establish Quranic teachings. So this is actually the meaning, molding the personal life of the individual and the corporate life of the community according to the teaching of the Quran. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this is the book which we have revealed as a blessing, so follow it and be righteous that you may receive mercy from Allah. So this is actually the fourth right upon us, to follow and practice upon Quranic teachings. Once we establish all these things, we believe in it, we decide it on daily basis, we try to understand it, and then we practice upon it, what is the last right? Preaching, propagation, communicate, and explain to others. As we read a hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The one who understands and learns the Quran and teaches others is the best among all of you. So this is the best thing, to learn Quran and teach others. And the title of this thing is Tabligh wa Tabeen. Tabeen means to explain clearly. And all the rules and regulation and all the... That's why we have tafasir. For this thing we have tafasir. So tabligh is to communicate to others and explain to others. For that purpose we have tafasir, to understand the rules and regulations and all the ahkamat of Quran. So this is actually the last right. Now I will summarize quickly. Summary of the rights, and look at this. Now the last thing, which after understanding all these rights, which I will summarize inshallah, we should remember that the time when Allah's Messenger will appear as a witness in the court of the Almighty and charge his people with forsaking the Quran. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهَجُورًا. The messenger will say, Lord, my people had abandoned this Quran. So we need to fear for that moment. We need to fulfill all the rites of Quran. And we have, alhamdulillah, learned the rites of Quran in the month of Ramadan. And this is the best month to practice and fulfill all those rites. And then do a practice and make your habit to follow after Ramadan as well. So I have summarized this in a poem for you to understand and remember what are the rites. So I will just say quickly and finish it. Believe in the Quran to stay upon the path which is right. Recite it in beautiful major tones every day and night. Understand its language and meanings, don't take it light. Practice upon its teaching and uphold them all tight. Convey its message to others and secure the future bright. So this is the summary of five rites and a poem to make it to memorize. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us fulfill the rites and make it easy task for us. This is the task. We need to understand the rites and fulfill. So this is the last thing. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.